This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We just got a breaking news report from Peyton Russell. We're up over G-Bag, baby.
Oh, baby.
$1,300 bid. Yeah, in your face, G-Bag.
200 more, Peyton. And
oh, my God.
Have yourself a beer.
Well, come on, guys. Right, we're at 1,300. Let's get up to 1,500. Get that scraggly beard on Peyton Russell. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just got high off that. Chop, you need to rub that in their face at 5:30 today as the Cowboys insider.
I absolutely will. I think if I were the Rangers front office, I'm like, all right, look, let's mimic the Blue Jays.
Okay.
All right. The Rangers offense was right around Toronto's last year in runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was like fifth or sixth in the league.
Yep.
The difference is the Rangers pitching was like bottom third, and the Blue Jays was mid-pack.
Yes. It took the Rangers bats a little bit. It took, obviously, yeah, Simeon and guys to wake up a little bit into the season, too.
If you look at whatever you think of Moneyball analytics, all that crap, one of the things that they did early on is they targeted the amount of runs they figured they needed to score over the course of a year to make the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why offense, if I look at an NFL team, I'm like, all right, if you give me the top-ranked offense and the 15th-ranked defense, I will go to battle with that. I'd much rather have that than the 15th-ranked offense and the top-ranked defense.
Got to score points.
So, in baseball, just give me a league average rotation. If you give me a league average rotation, an above average bullpen, and a top seven offense, I'll make the playoffs. Now, I might not win the whole thing, but baseball has proven to be such a crapshoot.
If they add Rodon, are you saying they're a playoff team?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, that's a lot. I mean, you're talking about going.
So you really upgrade your pitching, though.
I know, but
you're talking about you're hoping you're going to have Young for the whole year.
The problem is the American League. You need to win 90, at least. You got to win. You're going to have to get the 90. You're going to have to get ahead of Toronto. You're at the head of Tampa. At the head of Cleveland.
It's a lot ahead.
You got to get ahead of Seattle. Mm-hmm. You got to get ahead of Houston. What's Baltimore? Baltimore's in that mix too. They were in the high 80s.
I think they're competing for a playoff spot if they add Rodon and DeGrom is able to start.
DeGrom's got to start 25.
I was about to say, if he starts 25, you're in contention.
He starts 25 games. You get Rodon in here, and he starts 25 games. And the other thing is you got to have Haney match last year. If Haney goes back to a 7 ERA guy, you know, then what? But you also had to have Martin Perez match last year.
Right.
You can't go back to being Martin Perez.
You are counting on some things, but I think you're also counting on the offensive side. Like I said, you're going to have Young for the whole year, and you're not expecting Marcus Semien to sleepwalk through the first 2 months of the year. But we are here on the Expressway on Sean and RJ on 105.5. It's not called Sean and RJ. I believe Pat McAfee says it's called something else.
Here's what Jerry Jones said about Odell Beckham Jr. and his health to Shannon, RJ, and Chop. Is Chop on her?
Why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out coming off an ACL 9-10 months ago?
Did he answer that? Did he talk about that at all?
No, because remember, I don't think he was on Shan RJ Chop last week.
He looks like a chop.
There were so many things to unpack. Okay, so Pat McAfee yesterday, and shout out to Carter Freeman. I know yesterday was a big day for Carter. He got his graphics and his video shown up. Carter crushes it. Ryan crushes it. Our video team is great. But those graphics that Carter designed and that Ryan was running yesterday, I know that was big for him to be able to pop up on Pat McAfee. But, man, we're going to have to play this again, and there's a lot to unpack here. McAfee refers to it as, I thought Shan, RJ, and Chop. But then as it plays on, you quietly hear him correct himself. And I think he says Shanna, not Shan.
Shannon.
Shannon or Shanna, one of those.
Shannon, RJ, and Chop. But then he went to RJ Chop.
Yes. Now,
which I clearly have extra letters.
Reggie made a good point yesterday when I was talking to him about this. Reggie's like, I think McAfee was going to the clip, saw three faces, and didn't know a third name. And so he's like, well, that must be RJ and Chop. And
had
so that there's the difference. Now, what's great is other awesome things there. You hear them commenting as you start talking. They go, yeah, that looks like a chop. You do look like a chop.
I do look like a chop.
I think that's totally accurate. Yeah. But then they
look like a Robert.
I do. Then they come back at the very end. And the last guy says Shayna. I think he says Shayna, RJ, and Chop. They butchered this like three ways to the weekend. Like, I have no idea how. Like, I mean, I get Shan. I get that. But it also clearly says on the graphics, Sean and RJ.
Yeah, now here's the problem. And this is a Ryan problem. Sorry. You could see, if you look at the Twitch right now, the fan cam, our boxes are in the wrong order.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, wait. Yeah, they are.
If you're just watching this and you don't know, you would think that I'm Sean and you're RJ. You're just watching the fan.
Well, to be fair, though, all of the leads are there because that's the direction we're actually sitting. Like Dawson is in that box. Sean's in that box. You've got Hagee's there. KG's there. So anybody sitting in this chair is in that box.
You would have to switch spots.
Why?
Because the cameras, I don't think you can cross the cameras.
Sean's
like
out today. Do you want to lead? Do you want to take us in and out the rest of the show?
Have you heard me do that before in the past?
Hey,
do you know what a train wreck that is?
Yes, sir, I do. I was a 103.3 loyal listener 20 years ago.
Oh, yes, that is Christian rock now or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. But like, back in the day, you kidding me? I heard Choppy doing the Mavericks pre and post years ago. Just out there crushing it with Nui and Brian Estridge and
back in the day, man.
Old Mike Taylor.
Mike Taylor. We had a MySpace page, me and Mike Taylor, together.
Did you?
Yeah, because it was the Taylor and Choppy show.
You and who else was over there? Amanda Brown. You had Sean Dodge. Everybody, man.
Dodge was out there. Stenniford.
Russell Scott.
Bill Stenner, Russell
Scott. Yeah, I got all these references in.
We had a lot of good people over there.
Yeah, that's why it was a joke asking if you wanted to lead.
Because I think
we all know already.
I've gone down that road. I have. You gotta know what you aren't.
So I gotta hear this.
Know what you ain't.
I gotta hear this again. Let's hear how Pat McAfee and his crew break down, because there's, like I said, there's several things to listen for here. The correction on, not Shan, it's Shanna. And then calling it RJ and Chop and saying you look like a chop, and then somebody at the end saying Shanna, hit it again, Peyton.
Here's what Jerry Jones said about Odell Beckham Jr. and his health to Shannon, RJ, and Chop. Is Chop on her?
Why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out Chop? Coming off an ACL 9-10 months ago?
Did he answer that? Did he talk about that at all?
No, because remember, I don't think he was on Shan, RJ, Chop last week.
I think that last guy said Shay.
Shay,
RJ, and Chop.
What is the best mispronunciation of Sean's name? Is it Shannon? Is it Shay?
I didn't know there was anything else other than Shan.
You can't say Shannon, though. There's no extra letters after A-N.
I know, but I think what it is, it's Shan and.
I think that's
so
the thing.
Just
I think
Shannon.
They just run it together?
Yeah, they just run it together.
Surely
Shannon,
Pat McAfee knows what an ampersand is, though. He knows that's not an A and it's not Shanna, right?
No, he clearly knows that's an and sign, the ampersand. He clearly knows that.
I would hope.
I would think he does.
Now, see, that's the interesting. I'll be honest. When I first saw Sean's name a decade ago or whatever it was, when I read it, I thought it was Shane, because it's like Shane Foster. Remember the old
Vandy
player?
His name was Sean, though.
No, wasn't he Shane? Or who was Shane? There was somebody else who was Shane with S-H-A-N.
Yeah, because it's not Sean, it's Sean.
Is that what it is? Sean? I don't know the difference of what
not
you just
Sean,
said.
Sean, like S-H-A-U-N. That's Sean. Sean's name is Sean.
You literally just said the same thing.
I did not.
I don't think there's a difference.
I heard zero nuance.
If there is, I never knew that.
All right. Music, please.
Yeah, take the music down. I got to hear it. Like, what is this subtlety? Okay, and remember, RJ Choppy is an English minor. But it is from the University of Tennessee, so.
That's correct.
Yeah. Take the music all the way off. We got
all the way off.
Yeah.
Sean.
Uh-huh.
Sean.
You just said the same thing.
I did not. It's Sean. Sean.
We gotta get a stopwatch out.
There's
Sean.
A
I think
subtle
he
difference.
Out a little bit.
You are trolling me, right? You said the same thing.
There's a subtle difference that a trained ear, better trained than yours. We can bring the music.
Oh
back,
wow!
That a trained ear will pick up on a Sean and a Sean.
Yeah. That's different. There, you just went Sean like you were going way up to your
that's
northeast.
That's how you
threads.
Say it.
No,
Sean.
No, not Sean.
Sean. Sean.
Say them again.
Sean.
And?
Not Sean. You can hear a little you. You can hear a little you.
I hear.
1626 of the thing. Chop, I hear you. You say it like Genghis Khan, Bobby. Not a Genghis Khan. There's a difference. All he did was I rounded the bass a little bit more with on the vowel. There you go.
You do round the bass for sure.
I do.
Yeah.
But see, everybody hears a difference. You know who doesn't hear a difference? You.
That's why I've been fired from the 530 hit on G-Bag, which RJ Choppy had the pleasure of doing yesterday. Yeah. I heard you, and I got to hear this. I heard you came out with the Mickey Fisher, and I was really hoping you were going to do the whole hit that way and stay in character Andy Kaufman style, even when they tried to like change it up.
Andy, did you hear about this one? I might be able to do that. I can do that today.
You should.
Unless Odell signs, then I can't.
And we need to tell Lucius to have the bell ready.
Bing!
To transition you over.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely make that work.
Were you there?
We'll find out. Those are some of the things that you got to throw a Mickey Fisher on there. But it's
was the hit okay though?
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I had no idea how long they were going to keep me because I know it's their expressway.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes.
So I wasn't sure if I was going to be going till 5:50.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So I think I went from about 5. They got me on at about 32 after.
When'd they get you off?
42.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good solid 10 minutes.
Good solid 10 minutes.
Average.
Yeah, it's very average. I had a good time with it.
And that, now, I did notice they changed it up and just eventually went, we can't ask them any more football. We got to go baseball. So they went baseball for the last 3 minutes of your hit.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
which is fine. I'm a baseball guy.
I think the
live golf today.
The fan text is so much a fan of the Mickey Fisher bit. Like we saw that yesterday, people were asking you to do it. I know I saw on the Twitch there were some folks asking you to do the whole bit like that. So I think you should do the whole bit or do the whole interview as Mickey Fisher. And even if it's like, all right, okay, so Chop, what do you think about that? Then you just like continue to roll with it. That's what I think is good. We need an update. I got to know, we've talked recently about the social assassin that you've become.
Yep.
And if we have time here at the end of the segment, I might get your opinion on something, Mr. Social Assassin.
Let's do it.
But when you last left off, you had told us that you were thinking about firing your Christmas lights guy.
Already fired him. Already hired a new guy.
There were some broken lights, and he kept telling you, oh, I'm coming to fix it, and he never did. You fired him. How did that go? How did you fire him? And what's been the fallout from that?
All right. So backstory here on this one. I last weekend, not 2 days ago, last weekend, 3 days mm-hmm. ago, the weekend mm-hmm. before, mm-hmm. I sent him a message. Hey, man, all these lights are out. You know, can you get out here on Monday and fix them? There's 24. I have red and white candy cane lights. 24 red, 13 white are missing or clear, I guess. Yeah, sure. I'll be out there on Monday. Okay, cool. So Monday comes and goes, and I was like, hey, man, I know she hadn't come out there. Are you going to come out tomorrow? And he goes, yes, I'll be there tomorrow. Great. Perfect.
Has he been flaky in the past?
I've not really had a problem with it that I know of, that I can remember. Other people in my neighborhood have.
But this is the first time you've had a problem that you needed addressed anyway,
correct.
Right?
Okay. It's always been just put the lights up, take them down, whatever. I've never really had an issue. Other guys in my neighborhood have. So Tuesday rolls around, he doesn't come again, so I text him, and I was like, so tomorrow meant tomorrow, like tomorrow. And he goes, yes, I'll be there tomorrow. Great.
That was about as confusing as your Sean and Sean.
Yeah, he was like, sorry, man. It started to rain on us Tuesday night. I'm like, totally understand. That's a reasonable excuse. Because that was on, he said, I had it scheduled for yesterday. It started raining. And I said, hey, just got home, tested the lights. They're still not fixed. You said you were going to come by the last 4 days, but haven't. What's going on? I'm really wanting to be able to turn my lights on for the holidays since I already paid for it.
Woo. You threw in that set of, like, since I already paid for it. Like, hey, you've been compensated.
Yeah. That was on Thursday.
Silence.
Text on the next day, 2 o'clock. Hey, when y'all get here, can you check the timers to make sure they're set correctly? I'm home all day if you need me. On the previous text, he said, when he said it was raining, he goes, your house is first today.
You're my number one customer.
Yep. So now it's 9:30 at night.
Wait, so if he hasn't been to you, that means there's all those other customers since you were first that have not gotten
their lights.
Man, how's he getting by?
He might have taken PTO.
So then I sent him a text at 9:30 that night. Now that we're talking about, this is now Friday night. I sent him a text at 9:30. And I have to admit, 9:30 on Friday night, I was not sober. Okay.
Oh, this is getting good.
Let's be honest.
Instead of saying, hey, man.
5:30 on a Friday night, hey, you're probably not sober either.
Yeah. I said, hey, man. Instead of saying, hey, man, or hey, or look, man.
Or hey, man, the Odyssey podcast.
I first named him.
Oh, gosh. Did you do, like, name, comma,
Kevin,
and then.
Oh. Comma. I don't want to be a D, but is your first stop 10 p.m. or I got to do these on my own? No response. I wait Saturday. I had already given up on this cat. And then, so I finally sent him a text on Sunday, 5:30. Get ready to watch the Cowboys. Oh,
gosh.
Hey, man, I just sent you a Venmo request, my money back of the lights. You didn't finish putting them up. I'll just take care of getting them down on my own. And I sent him a Venmo request for the money that I paid him.
You your money back?
He is not. And I keep, every day I go to this thing, and I'm just going to start hitting remind.
I'll
just hit remind again on the thing.
Is this police report worthy?
Are you about to say his full name on the air?
No, I don't know. I'm not that vindictive. It's just the Kevin Lights. If you got a Christmas lights guy named Kevin, just don't hire him. Like, just fire him right now. Just say that. How about that? How many Christmas light guys named Kevin are there? I mean, just narrow it down.
You're killing Hagee's side hustle here.
But no, a Tolo, Lewis the electrician, has hooked it up, and he is supposedly, we'll find out. I've heard this one before.
We'll find out.
But he's coming over today, he says, to put the lights up.
You're my first stop.
I have to say, I believe him. I've got no reason not to.
It's going
to
be be Kevin and a fake mustache.
But history shows that people do not come over to my house to put the Christmas lights up.
So now that you're the social assassin that you are, I got to get your thoughts on this. My wife told me recently about this trend. I brought this up over the weekend at Boomer Jack's. Told me about this trend at school plays and performances and stuff like that, where, you know, you come in, it's open seating, everybody's trying to get a seat for their family. Like, all right, let's get there early, make sure we got a spot. She said these parents are, in some instances, taking pieces of paper, writing reserved on it, or printing off pieces of paper that say reserved, and then coming in and setting them on, like, 6 seats. Like, one person comes in, sets them down on 6 seats, and goes, oh, no, these are reserved. So basically, when somebody walks in, doesn't know that's not school administrators or somebody else that put it there, comes in and goes, oh, that's reserved seating. School must have that reserved for somebody. That these parents are coming in and reserving 6 to 8 seats in rows. And so my wife thinks this is a high IQ play.
She's
like, because she was like, I got to remember to do that. I was like, you most certainly don't remember. You got to remember to do that. Because this, to me, is the ultimate D-bag move.
To reserve seats?
Yes, that's a Karen as hell move.
Look, I think, you know, these school plays, right? These concerts, these
right,
whatever.
You want to get your pictures of your kids. I understand all that. Yeah. You don't need 8 seats. Or if you do, make sure 8 people are there on time to take the seats.
Here's what I need. Or this is what I try to do. I'll just get as many jackets together as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You throw the jacket on the chair, it shows that somebody's either there or you've prepared. And you've just carried 8 jackets in.
Sure.
If you've taken the time to carry 8 jackets in by yourself, I'm like, okay, they're all there. Throw in the made up reserved thing on there. It's like, all right, but you're gonna save seats anyway. What's the difference if you're saving seats with a made up reserved sign or jacket?
But I do think it's different, though, because, like, if you're going to say, I don't think you should ever say that many seats unless somebody's literally just behind you. They got stuck at a light and you're just trying to make sure, hey, they're going to be in here in 2 minutes, but you're saving it. So, like, well, they're going to be here right near the start time when we're 30 minutes out. Well, no, if other people got there 30 minutes early, they should be able, their whole family got there, they should be able to sit up there. But you, yeah, as a social assassin, would say you're all right with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're all trying to save seats in that situation, right? We're all trying to save seats.
I think a seat's different. We're talking about eight?
I think your bigger problem is that you have a kid that's in concerts like that. I mean,
That's well, it's like, also just school plays, yeah, and stuff at elementary where they stick every kid in there.
Like, thank God. My kid had to do, like, drama this year, last year. Thank goodness he was, like, behind the scenes and I had to go.
I was so glad when the trombone left our household.
My kid was like the seventh xylophonist, and I have to go sit through that. Dang, because those auditoriums are like so like stuffy, and
yeah,
they're always in winter. Everybody comes in there, the heat's always on. Oh, it'd be bomb.
Just brutal. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Social Assassin. We are here on Shan, RJ, and Chop on 105
through
the Fan.
Shan, RJ, and Chop.
Shan is out sick. He's out for the day. So you've got Chop here with RJ. But coming up next, it's time for Power Rankings. It's next on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.